This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Have an amazing series just for you, a series titled Destiny Helpers. And I've been so fortunate to receive such feedback from you the last couple of weeks, where you've shared with me how the series has made you feel, how the series has made you change your mind, and maybe how you've been informed about certain things that have been happening in your life. The last couple of weeks, we've spoken about so many different elements of destiny helpers, and how many of us sometimes we just fail to receive help. You just fail and refuse to receive help, maybe by nature or maybe because you've been bit before by receiving help by someone who has made you pay for that help in ways which you felt were just too much before. Some people have that sense in them and that habit of making you always feel as if you owe them as soon as they help you. But that is not a destiny helper. Let me tell you what a destiny helper is. Now, this month we spoke so much about destiny helpers, and today we want to look at the types of destiny helpers. I know I spoke about it a few weeks ago, but I've been asked to do a proper thorough look at it and break it down properly, and exactly what I'm going to be doing in the next couple of minutes. But also, it's very important for us to look at what destiny helpers are not. What they are not. The same way we have destiny helpers, we also have destiny haters, destiny destroyers, and destiny killers. If you haven't started noting it down, this is the time you start. Destiny haters, destiny destroyers, and destiny killers. And I'm sure I don't really need to tell you that the devil came here to kill, steal, and destroy. And he is the master destiny killer and destiny destroyer and destiny stealer. You can find that in John 10 verse 10. That is his mandate. He does that very best. That's literally what he wants to do. If he can destroy the destiny of Adam and Eve and steal their authority, then who are we? You can find what it did there in Genesis 3, where a serpent was sent to the woman. And the serpent said to him, "Why don't you take a bite from this tree which you have been told not to?" Though the woman tried to have a discussion with him, he was able to convince her to say, "Bite into this thing." And he did. She surely did. And some say it's because there was an absence in her partner. But that's a story for another day. He took away their authority and left them naked. Started to recognize that they are naked in the garden. So much so that God went back into the garden and said, "Adam, where are you?" He was hiding. Finally, having had the wisdom now, or the knowledge rather, to recognize that he was naked. God says, "Who told you that you were naked?" The devil had stolen their destiny. Also, when you look into Joseph's example in life, Joseph's brothers are example of destiny haters and destiny killers. Their goal was to destroy and kill Joseph's destiny. Joseph tells them about a dream which he had, and they started to plan and plot for his demise, knowing very well that he is loved. And truly, this dream that he has is not a bad dream. It's just that it puts them in a bad light. So simply because of that, they decided, let's make sure remove. You can find that in Genesis 37 verses 5 to 10. He says to them, "Listen to the dream I had. We were all in a field tying up sweeps of wheat. When my sweep got up and stood up straight, yours formed a circle around mine and bowed down to it." Do you think you are going to be king and ruler over us? His brothers asked. That's what happens when your destiny is trying to be killed. They ask you questions that you yourself have no answers to. However, God was able, despite the hatred, despite the plotting and the planning, despite them being able to sell him off, God still made a plan. God still made a way where there seemed to be no way. Matter of fact, I believe, this is me, I believe that it was all part of his divine plan to make sure that his destiny would be fulfilled. Now, the story of Joseph is one that comprises of all of these destiny helpers. Destiny helper, destiny hater, destiny destroyer, and destiny killer. He met all of these sets of people on one journey. His brothers selling him into slavery in Egypt. We also spoke about a destiny helper looking like someone who perhaps could be far away. Whenever you think about a destiny helper, you think it's someone very far away. When you also think about a destiny destroyer, seems like someone very far away. But we all know that these can come from your family, as you can hear it in this story I've just shared with you. So now that we know that there are those who are working against us to destroy us and our destinies. Next, we chat about those who have good intentions and have aligned themselves with the purpose of God and have heard and yielded to his call to be able to help his people. You're listening to the biggest pre-church service in the entire province. And of course, this morning we are invested in an amazing series about people who are aligned with God's purpose, therefore they are able to become our destiny helpers. Today's verse comes from Matthew 7, verse 7. And it reads as follows: ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. My Father, my God, as we're about to receive this restoring word of God, we bless the reading of your word and we ask that you minimize me and maximize yourself as you strengthen, renew, and connect us to you, O God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. So the first line of destiny helpers you must understand and know is that they are divine connectors. Write that down. Divine connectors. I don't care how talented you are, how good you are at what you do, how well positioned you could be, unless someone who has been called by God divinely connects you, your gift or your talent might not be recognized or celebrated in the correct places. Let me qualify this. Many of us have got great potential, so much great potential. Matter of fact, there are those who, while we are broadcasting, I'll speak about myself in particular, they'll always be giving you tips and nuggets and whatnot. Those are people who are able to connect you to a greater version of yourself because they hear you in a different space and are able to receive you differently and are able to help you connect better. I don't care how powerful your device is, whatever mobile device you might be using, unless you connect it to a source of power that gives it the ability to function, it is useless in your hands. Hallelujah. So many of us have got potential, and there's a saying that says the place with the greatest potential and greatest gift is in the cemetery, because they are now gone and they are unable to celebrate and unable to share with us their gift because they are no more. They've been disconnected from us as a source. Thousands of people die with their great talent and great gifts, never having reach their full potential because they were never connected to the right people. Divine connectors don't have the power themselves to help you, but they are able to put you together with certain people. You know, those people who might not necessarily be able to take you into that office, but are able to tell someone about you who's then able to elevate you. Those are divine connectors. The chief butler was a destiny helper who connected Joseph to King Pharaoh. That connection took him from the prison all the way to the palace. From having to scrape for food to having plenty. Having to be barred behind a prison and to a place where he's able to move freely and with power. Divine connectors. Hallelujah. Also, the maidservant of Naaman was a divine connector. As powerful, as famous, and as well-received he was, his social and economical status was well-received, but he was a leper. One day, taking off his garments, his maiden servant said, I know a man. Oh, hallelujah. Sometimes they just need to know. They might not be able to take you there. They might not be able to perhaps transport you into that space, but they might know someone who can. They are called divine connectors. You need them in your life. Let's move on. Men of excess. Men of excess. After being connected, you need men of excess. These are men of influence. Yeah. Unachomwe chipinga chine waya banga ni wari ndikombera ichi tochoni bari haya ya credit ya nengo rodzura zvavhudi ni danna mumwe muthu ane unga onthanya na hano ane ringa shumisa ene as collateral, basically meaning that they are able to put their name, they're able to put their influence, they're able to back you up. There's some form of gatekeeping, if you might want to call it that. Man of access. Jesus is the greatest example of a man of access. Through him, we have access to God. Hallelujah. He was able to reconcile us, able to bring us closer to God. Ephesians 2 verses 18. For through him, we both have access in one spirit to the Father. Men of excess, banijanga chanda, banibaya at the correct table. A man of excess, a man who's able to say, I recognize your gift. You have perhaps been connected, but now I will take it from the connection and take you directly to the source. Jesus takes us, though we arrive with our sins completely wrapped around us. He says, no, Father, I shed my blood for him. Let us grant him access into the kingdom. Hallelujah. Let us move right along. Gifted people. Hallelujah. You know, it's funny for me. Many people struggle with this one, and I'll tell you why. Gifted people are assets. Mutu arna gift in the asset. They make your assignment easy. When God gave Moses the assignment to build the ark, he gave him people with a gift, gifted men who are able to work on the project. Hallelujah. Gave him men who were gifted and were able to move in the mission. Even Noah. Yeah. Celebrate people's gifts. Just because you can't move like they move, just because you can't do what they do and they do it with ease, does not make them a threat. It makes them an asset to you. Gifted people are an asset. Let us move right along. Burden bearers. They love you not for your success or what you are, but for who you are. Oh God, I could stay here all day. Literally, I could stay here all day with just this statement alone. They love you for not your success, not what you are, but who you are. They remain loyal to you in hard times and are committed to the mission even when it's uncomfortable. Jonathan is a burden bearer to David. He was very loyal to David and he loved him so much. He told David about his father's plans when King Saul wanted to kill him. Aaron is also an example of a burden bearer. Moses had a speech problem. I'm not sure that's me. It's not referenced anywhere. But he had a speech problem. So you can understand the mission that was before Aaron. God made it easy by using him for the message to be sent across. My Father, my God, I thank you that we are accessing divine connectors to places and people and resources we perhaps are far from. We thank you that they are drawing closer and closer to us, oh God. Father, we thank you that they will appoint us to the direction we need to go. We thank you that they're going to be able to connect us to power and influence that otherwise would have not been able to have. We thank you for men of access who are able to not only plug us, but put their name behind us. We thank you for gifted people who make the mission easy by simply displaying the gift you have given onto them. And we thank you for burden bearers. For many, they say we are heavy when we share our emotions and we share our dreams and share the light which you've given onto us. But we thank you that they will love us for who we are.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.